Jesus has come. The long-hoped-for Messiah is among us. Alleluia. For knowing so well the story of Christmas, it may take a bit longer for our hearts to discover the startle and joy that God has gifted to us with the birth of Jesus. Estrangement has ended. Despair has been shattered. The unfathomable distance between Creator and creature has been breached. In a shock to reason and a scandal to others, God has taken flesh, our human form in body and blood, and dwells among us. Alleluia. Most of our imagery about Christmas is derived from the nativity narratives in Matthew and Luke. The sojourn to Bethlehem, the birth in an animal stable, with visitations from shepherds, angels, and magi. At its core, when we dig beyond any sentimentality or nostalgia, we experience in the Nativity an unspeakable awe for the drama and details of God's love. In John's Gospel, Christ's arrival is described not as a scene, but as an event of such magnitude that even the most audacious poetry cannot convey but a hint of its brilliance and majesty. Once again, we are rendered speechless. Once more, the audacity of God and the tenderness of God's love, which conjured a silent night, now demand the wide-awake reflection of a silent day. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In one sentence, John succeeds in telling the whole story of creation and salvation, and reveals the essence of God as relational. Entire theologies flow, not only from these beautiful words, but also from spaces between them. The 16th century reformer and bishop, St. Charles Borromeo, counseled us to stay quiet with God. Silent night, silent day. We cannot find the real Christmas by reading, listening, feasting, or gift-giving. Only through stillness do we receive it. Borromeo summarized this beautifully, preaching that in meditation we find the strength to birth Christ in ourselves and others. Silent night, silent day. Borromeo's Carmelite contemporaries were of the same mind and heart, experiencing that mystical opening to Christ's all-changing presence through contemplative prayer. These saints lived in a constant advent, awaiting patiently, purifying attachments, and preparing for the coming of the Beloved. By so refining their trust in God and actualizing the blessings of hope, they realize the birthright of all Christians, which is the birth of Christ within their own heart and soul. It could be said that today's Gospel is the blueprint, the architectural drawing for St. Teresa of Avila's The Interior Castle. She describes the movement to the soul's union with Christ as that awakening to the incarnate presence that John's prologue describes as the Word became flesh. Profoundly touched by Christ's humanity, St. Teresa experienced communion with him, birthing a Christmas within her heart that birthed Christ in her convent and in her reforms. Silent night, silent day. The imprint of John's prologue is even more evident in the poetry of St. John of the Cross. He too resorted to poetic expression to make a partial yet indispensable sense of wonder that was beyond any literal expression. Both Johns delve into the mystery of God's love and presence. If Christmas is just an event we remember, we would, like so many, find the day winding down as an ending or even a disappointment. Instead, as John's Gospel beckons, it can be and should be a transforming experience we receive and incarnate. Paradoxically, to find Christ in this way requires that we also find ourselves, that we still the bustle related to what we do in order to surface our God-given capacity to birth Christ. As St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross wrote, the Word himself, the incarnate Word, has become the place for our encounter with God. Silent night, silent day.
This Word and Wisdom podcast comes to you from the Center for Applied Carmelite Spirituality, Oxford. To receive audio and written copies, subscribe by emailing podcast@cax.org.uk.